So we started thinking about people that get recognised and people that don't get recognised. And there's nothing wrong with being recognised for the good things you've done, but it's probably better not to go looking for that recognition. It's probably better not to be calling attention to yourself, saying, look how great I am. And when it comes to us and God, when it comes to us and our amazing God, who put the stars in space, who created the universe, we probably look pretty daft if we start drawing attention to ourselves and saying, look how good I am. Or even look how much better than that person I am. We'd like to read you something. It's kind of straight out of Luke's gospel, but told in a slightly different way, a story that you may be familiar with.
A Pharisee went to the temple to pray.
And a tax collector went there too.
The Pharisee stood up.
The tax collector stood far away.
The Pharisee prayed about himself.
The tax collector would not even lift his eyes to heaven.
Thank you, God, the Pharisee prayed, that I am not like other people.
The tax collector beat his breast.
Like thieves.
God, have mercy, prayed the tax collector.
Like sinners.
God, have mercy.
Like adulterers.
God, have mercy.
Or even like that tax collector over there.
God, have mercy.
Twice a week, I fast and I tithe everything I have to you.
God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
I tell you
that it was the tax collector and not the Pharisee who went home vindicated
by God.
For he who lifts himself up will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be lifted up. And of course, that's a story that Jesus told. So these two people go to the temple to pray, and immediately you can tell that their attitudes are really different to each other. The first one basically says, hey God, look at me. Look at me, look how good I am. Have you noticed, God, how good my prayer times are? Have you seen all the different good things that I do in church? God, have you been watching how much money I've given to the poor? Have you heard my wise words in house group and in church meetings? Thank you, God, that you made me so much more holy than that guy over there. Whereas the other man just says, God, you are so good and I am so bad. Please forgive me. The first man wanted God and he wanted the whole world to see that he was more spiritual, he was more holy, he was better than anybody else. And the second man knew that that was a competition that just wasn't worth having. I think it's a little bit like something that we used to do in the school playground. I wonder if you ever used to do this. Joe, would you be willing to come and help me for a second? Who do you think is taller? Me or Joe? Shall we stand back to back and see? I win! Thank you, Joe. But it doesn't matter. Did you ever do that in the school playground? No? I did. I bet lots of us did. The question is, how tall do you have to be really tall? What counts as really tall? Some people aren't very tall at all. I picked Joe because he's still growing, so he's going to get taller and taller and taller. Some people never grow that tall. If I stood next to, have we got the first slide on the PowerPoint? If I stood next to this chap, that's Doc. He's not very tall. I would always look tall. But if I stood next to Matt Clark, I would suddenly start to look a lot shorter, wouldn't I? I wouldn't look very tall at all. This next chap is called Robert Pershing Wadlow. And he's in the Guinness Book of Records. He lived quite a while ago now, but he's still the tallest person, we believe, that has ever lived. He was nearly 9 feet tall. I'm not quite 6 feet, so that's half as tall as me again. But if any of those characters stood next to the Eiffel Tower, they would look short, wouldn't they? Even Robert Wadlow would look incredibly short next to the Eiffel Tower. And I think it's a bit like that with trying to be good. Because God says this to us. God tells us that we should lead good lives. God tells us that we should be good people. In fact, he tells us that we should be holy. And that's a word that means totally good all the time. God says, be holy, be like me, be totally perfect. The problem is, I can't do that. I try, but I can't do that. I'm always saying things and doing things and thinking things that I shouldn't do. So God says, be holy, but even if I try to be really good, even if I try to be the holiest person in the world, I can't do it. I couldn't measure up to God's standards for me any more than Robert Wadlow could reach up and touch the top of the Eiffel Tower. It's that kind of comparison. God says, be holy, but I can't do it. And actually, nor can you. It's something we just can't do. You could spend the entire year listening to nothing but worship CDs. You could give away everything that you own to the poor. You could become a missionary or a monk or the next Mother Teresa, and you still wouldn't be able to live up to that standard. Even then, we couldn't come to God smug and say, look at me, I've reached where you want me to be. Because in terms of being good, it's like us standing next to the Eiffel Tower and trying to reach the top. But the wonderful thing, the fantastic thing, the absolutely amazing thing is this. And this is the most important thing. If you don't listen to anything else this morning, listen to this. Because Jesus died on the cross, it's like God picks us up and lifts us up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. That's the way he treats us. That's what it means to be forgiven. It's like he lifts us up to that height so that we can be friends with God. But when you know that, how ridiculous does it become if we stand next to each other and go, I'm a little bit taller than you? We would look absolutely foolish, wouldn't we? So when we come to God saying sorry and saying thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you that you lift us up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. We can't ever come to God saying, I think I'm a little bit taller than Joe. Or somebody else like Matt saying, I think I'm a little bit taller than Paul. Because when you stood next to the Eiffel Tower, it doesn't matter at all. Now I want to say a couple more things, and this is really just for probably the teenagers and the adults. So children, bear with us for a moment, because sometimes the teenagers and adults need a little bit more explaining before they get it. So just bear with us for a moment. Because none of us would ever actually do that, would we? None of us would ever come to God saying, thank you, God, that I'm better than that person. We know that's what Pharisees do. None of us would do that. But you know what? Sometimes that attitude puts on respectable Christian clothes and sneaks under the radar other ways. Have you ever caught yourself thinking, I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up, but just be honest inside your head, Have you ever caught yourself thinking, if only those guys that just want to sing dusty old hymns would be a little bit more open to the Holy Spirit, then maybe we'd sing some more lively choruses. Don't put your hands up. Anybody ever thought that? Has anybody ever thought, if only those guys who like to sing all that nasty, loud, modern music were a bit more in love with Jesus than they are with rock and roll, then maybe we'd all get back to singing Charles Wesley? Have you ever caught yourself thinking, in my day, we went to church 3 times on a Sunday? These guys here are a bit lightweight, aren't they? Or maybe you've caught yourself thinking, if that person there really grasped the majesty of God, they wouldn't turn up on a Sunday wearing that get-up. Or maybe you've caught yourself thinking, all those people that think that God is really concerned with what clothes I wear, they're just living out a dusty old religion. If they had a living relationship with God, they'd realise it doesn't matter. Or maybe none of those things, but some other thing that's quietly caused you to think, if only that person really got it. If only that person was a little bit closer to God. If only they prayed about it. They say they're a Christian, but I saw them smoking a cigarette. They can't be really, can they? Thank you, God, that I'm not like that person. Spiritual pride is a subtle but very real temptation for every single one of us. But you know what? It's unlike just about any other temptation, because the longer you spend following Jesus, the more of a temptation spiritual pride becomes. The more of a danger it becomes to your spiritual life. And so every single one of us, I think, needs to remind ourselves regularly of what Jesus said in this story, which is that we can always, only ever come to God saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. We're going to sing a song that might be new to some of us, it might not. It talks about the fact that even when we show the world one side of us, God knows exactly what's going on the inside. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. He knows what we're thinking.